The team has to keep their eyes on the next game and focus and block out the noise. But we do not. Not us. We're just fans. We're just idiots. So we're going to think about our week in New Orleans. You want me to start making dinner reservations for that week for us
guys?
Yes. Yeah.
Get some, what, jambalaya?
Is that I was going to say. What are we eating in New
Orleans? Creole, is that what it's called?
Crawfish and jambalaya.
Get some beignets. Have you had a beignet before?
Is
that a bidet?
Before.
No, a bidet is different than a beignet.
Something that washes your butt.
Yeah.
Shut his hole!
Beignet is a little pastry. Right. You get a little some chicory coffee, and you get a beignet. Sit outside. Very nice.
Very nice.
A little powdered sugar on that thing.
Man.
Oh, yeah. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. It actually sounds, this one sounds like it makes sense now. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-jewelers.com. What was your biggest takeaway from last night? Here are the four options. Defense is unreal. Saquon is unreal. Jalen struggled. In Sirianni masterclass.
The big dumb dip won again?
So what do you think the number one is? Defense is unreal. Saquon's unreal. Jalen struggled. Sirianni masterclass.
Defense is unreal.
Yes. Number one. With, do you want me to give you a percentage?
I would go 44.
48.
Wow.
You're right. Yeah. And next one?
Saquon.
Yep. Saquon's at 34%. Jalen struggled 15%. And not shocking, Sirianni masterclass down there at 3.
The disrespect continues.
Complete disrespect. I see what is at the top of my board here. Now, we're going to get you in a moment, the Nick Sirianni postgame speech, because Ike has not heard it yet. Actually, I haven't heard it yet either. So, but Chuck is calling. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Spike.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Mike, how are you? Hey,
what,
listen.
What up, Chuck?
Hey, this quarterback stinks.
No.
I don't care. You guys can
call. No, you got to apologize first. I'm sorry. He's got to ask back on the show. The first thing out of his mouth has got to be, I made a mistake. I would like to come back to the afternoon show. No takes until that. The guy walked away. I have great respect for Chuck as a person. Mm-hmm. Great respect. But I also respect this show and understand that people are killing each other to try to become an official afternoon show caller, Ike.
Yeah.
They're jumping. So if you just, it's a little come to Jesus moment. Mm-hmm. That's all we need.
You got Chuck, you had it good, buddy.
He did.
You didn't realize how good you had it, Chuck.
Prime spot on the prime show.
I mean, Bryce doesn't hear you on the midday show.
No. He ain't listening at 10:30 in the morning. No offense.
So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, you had it good, man. And then you sort of bit the hand. I told you, you can't be doing that, man.
Look, and this isn't about me.
It's about the show.
It's about the show.
Yes.
It's about respect for the show.
Yeah.
I don't care if he yells at me, whatever. That's the way this thing mm-hmm. goes. That's what we do. We yell at each other.
But you can't denounce you're leaving this show and then go on other shows. And
he disrespected
our
show.
Slick with the mouth about the afternoon show. We heard, you know what I mean? So you can't come back without making amends, Chuck. You got to be a man. Step up, do the right thing.
I did like what he said to start the call. Thought he's on point.
That's why you put him up there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you gonna clip that? That's all you needed from Chuck, really, is get that one quick sound clip.
Exactly right.
All right, let's hear Coach Sirianni address the team after the game.
Hey, proud of you guys, how you fought. Right, it wasn't pretty. Right, it wasn't pretty, but we just kept fighting. And that's the type of game we like, in that dirt road that Joe P talks about. It's nasty, it's grimy, it's gritty. It's right where we wanna be. It's right where we wanna be. All right, guys. Enjoy this. You can enjoy this one a little longer. Ooh. You can enjoy this one a little longer.
What?
But as soon as Monday hits, it's right back to work.
There you go. Back to work. Right. Eyes back on the work, prize.
Baby. Head down.
Head down. 1% better every day.
I actually think Sirianni, I know the midday show did this, but I think we have core principles on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a big check your ego at the door guy.
He is. He's an accountability guy. Even though he's got a big ego and he needs to be held accountable sometimes. He holds everybody else accountable.
That's right.
It's just, you know, it's group accountability.
The funny thing is, I believe he's the same guy he's always been. He's more tolerable to you guys, Fritz, and you others.
Yeah, excuse me.
Who are Sirianni haters when they win. He's more tolerable.
He's
the same guy. He's the same guy. He's the same guy.
Well, I'm not a hater. I don't want to be in Jack's category.
No, no, that's why I put you in. That's why I said Fritz. Okay. I mean, that's why I said Fritz. He's
emerging out, but it's still in.
Yeah.
The 1 foot out of the hater club. But I do like Nick.
Yes.
Just annoys me sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always point back to when he was on the show. We had some good moments with Nick when he was on the show, you know? He's actually more of an afternoon show caller than Chuck is. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
I want to tread lightly here, man. It's, you know, some interesting angles here today, football and non-football.
Well,
first of all, let me just say this about Chuck.
Yeah.
I love Chuck, just like all you guys love Chuck. I understand what you want from him. I'm not saying it's out of place. I will say, though, besides the one time when he said he was going to, what, cut your hand off or something, cut your fingers off. What did you say he was going to say?
Yeah, it was cut my
besides
fingers.
Besides that one statement,
yes.
I think that was the only, it's a big statement, and it's a personal statement, and it's a malicious statement.
Yeah.
But that's the only one he said.
Just to interrupt real quick, it's not about any of that. It's about the fact that he denounced the show.
Yeah,
he said he's not an afternoon show caller anymore.
Yeah.
He left us, you know?
The only thing I want to say is that lots of times when he brings up and be with you, you always end the call with, like, he's short and nobody cares or something. I don't think you should be taking personal shots.
No,
I know it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
He never says, like, you're white or you have a spiked hair or whatever. You know?
No, well, I mean, personally, he texted my, and I, he, you know, I got personal texts from Chuck that were maybe a little more extreme. But all that said, all those things aside, I even pulled back on the short stuff. I pulled back on it. When we were in a good place. We were all in a good place.
Right.
But
then he denounced.
Yeah, and you know what? The reason he left is because I didn't get to his call quick enough.
Okay, then I'll just move on. I apologize. The defense
rests,
and he can find his new defense attorney.
Yes. Yeah.
So listen, Ike knows. No. The one thing of it, there's three games in the year where I say it's the Al Davis motto, which is Ike. What's the Al Davis motto?
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. So, opening day, you just got to win because you came off the off season, nobody practices, et cetera, et cetera. The Thursday night game after a Sunday game. Like, I don't care who you're playing. Those bodies are beat up.
That's true. Yeah.
And so you just got to win that game, especially when you're playing the number one team in your division. You just want to win it. You don't care how. And I'm not going to dissect whether they played well or not. And then it's the Super Bowl. They're the only three games where it's like, I don't care what you look like. I just need you to walk out with the GW, Al Black Reed likes to say. Just get to George Washington. But they struggled in the first half. But the defense showed up the entire time, and the second half, the offense decided what to do something slightly different. Plus, we pounded them and wore them down a little bit longer, and they won the game. And that's all that matters now.
Yep.
In 10 days, we get back, we get in the lab, like LeBron, like lingerie likes to say, and then we dissect them a little bit more. Listen, I don't care what, you know, the Godfather says, Jalen Hurts' Godfather says. He struggled yesterday, and he's going to give 19 reasons why he struggled, but none of them are Jalen's fault. But whatever, I'm going to let that go. We do know he struggled, but the problem is, or the positive is, all the other moving parts, they did their job.
They did.
Yep.
They did.
And that's all that matters.
Yep. And truly, thank you for the call, Nick. Truly, in a lot of respects in these games, he really is just one of 53. And they have shown they can overcome if somebody doesn't happen to play well that day. And they did that yesterday. I'm actually blown away by how good the defense is. I just can't stop thinking about the fact that before the season, we were all in the same place, hoping they could be mid-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what they're hoping they could be mid-pack. And they're dominant.
Yeah.
Like, they are debatably the best defense in the entire NFL. You could make the case they're the best defense in the entire NFL. And every challenge they've been faced with, whether it is when New Orleans at the time was the best rushing attack and scoring tons of points, or playing at Cincinnati, or that game last night with the second best offense in the NFL, like they've passed just about every test except for the Tampa one. And that Tampa one, we're all at the point where we're just sort of throwing that out as an anomaly on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
So real quick about Jake Elliott, we touched on it in the first half. I mean, just so strange. We've gotten so used to him being as automatic as he was.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to miss a field goal, but then when you, after you miss the second one and you miss an extra point, like that's when you start worrying about the yips, which have, you know, we talk about in baseball, unfortunately in Philly, we've had it in basketball as well. But you just wonder sometimes with kickers, when it just goes, it's so hard to get it back. So I'm praying.
Yeah, he'll be all right, man.
You think so?
Yeah, he'll be all right. There's no injury there. It's about mechanics. Whatever, he'll figure out what he's not doing mechanically correctly. Because kickers are like golfers, right? Like, yep. The swing can be off a little bit. And sometimes you don't realize what you're doing wrong.
One little thing can throw everything else off.
You got to go back, look at it on video. Are you keeping your head down? Are you keeping your shoulders over the ball? Are you swinging all the way through? Are your hips coming all the way through? And that kicking leg is like a golf club to these kickers. So everything has to be sort of mechanically and technically sound when kicking field goals. And when he's pulling the ball, yanking it like he was, you know it has to be either he's coming through too quick, right? Or is the ball being left out where the laces are getting going to the outside? Most of those kicks missed to the left, right?
They did.
Yeah. So that almost lets you – makes you believe he's over-kicking the ball.
Yeah, that there's something specific that he did on all three kicks.
A little wind was blowing last night. A little bit. I mean, it wasn't a gust of wind out there. But
it's never affected him, though. I mean, in the past, at least.
I don't care about any of that stuff. I'm just telling you that all that stuff is there, and kickers can get it back.
Jack, what are you feeling on Jake Elliott?
I'm blaming that on Sirianni.
Oh, God.
He put him on ice for too long this year, and now we're expecting him to go out there and kick? You know, it's hard to do that.
Well, I tell you what, he's getting paid a lot of money to do that. So, yeah, I suggest he do it.
He'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, my work.
Yeah, I think Jake will be all right.
I'm hopeful.
Let me guess, you're worried?
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
You know what it is? It's
every day, man.
It's the
every
curse day of Markelle Fultz. Is the oh, he'll figure out the shot. And then it's just like week after week after week and month after month. And here we are 5 years later. He still shoots like I've never seen anybody shoot before.
Markelle on his best day was never Jake Elliott.
But that, absolutely for sure. 100%.
Yes. I just kicked in the Super Bowl and kicked in big games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he'll be okay. I actually liked what I heard from him last night when he did the post-game interviews. He didn't seem mopey to me.
Not shaken.
He obviously felt like he let his teammates down, but also he kept his head up. Kickers, you just don't know sometimes. And this is really the first time he's had any true adversity here where he was sort of put under the spotlight, and thankfully they didn't lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
They won the game, so it makes it a lot easier to sort of bounce back. He has a couple of extra days to get things fixed. Yeah, I'm not worried about Jake Elliott.
By the way, Iguodala got the yips at the free throw line, never fixed. And then I think more of it is in baseball, those guys are gone forever. I mean, I can't think of a guy that had it in baseball and corrected it, right? I mean, most times in baseball, it never goes away, whatever's going on there.
Yeah,
I don't think he has the yips.
I don't think he has the yips.
I just think he missed two field goals.
Just missed two and an extra point.
An extra point, yep. Don't forget that.
Tatum and Blackwood, you're on WIP. What's up, Tatum?
Victory!
All right. Not bad. Not bad.
I was going to keep it going, but I thought y'all might hang up on me.
No.
Well done, buddy. Well done.
It's Spike and Ike, first time, man. How y'all doing?
What's up, Tatum?
All right. Yeah, Jalen Hurts. Now, can you see he doesn't do check downs?
Sure he does.
You know, to me, he'll stare the wide receivers, you know, always going to his right. You know, it's rare that I see him, you know, throw to the other wide receiver on the left side or go to the checkdowns. You know, after a couple times, like you say, he runs out of the pocket too soon. If he just stays in there and look at, the running back coming out the back, you know, a lot of times he's open or the tight end.
Where he literally hit Saquon for like a 50-yard pass on a checkdown.
He did.
I've seen that one. You're right.
You know, to me, it's less about the checkdowns, Tatum, and it's more about the early stuff. It's less about the first read. Yeah, it's less about him going through all of the progressions and winding up one.
Or the first read. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so
the first read. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like you, Spike. That defense is playing lights out, man.
Oh, it's like all of us. It's a dream. Having a great defense again, dominant defense when we didn't expect
it. It's been a while.
And my hope is this. Whatever Vic Fangio does to piss everyone off, I hope that everyone here deals with it for a few years. Because I know he wears out his welcome, but I would like that welcome. Give me 3 years. Give me 3 years.
Yeah, I think that's all he has.
Yeah, that's give me 3 years. And by the way, go ahead. Go ahead, Tatum.
Oh, I was going to say, and everybody need to leave my coach alone, man.
Oh, your coach.
He's a big dumb dip again?
Nick said, right. He all he does is win football games.
That's all he did.
Goes in there during
all he
the
does.
Week. Yeah.
He might be a big dumb dip ass, but he's our big dumb dip ass, right?
Nah, I won't even call him that.
For sure.
He has fun. He has fun. He has fun with the team.
Yes, sir.
And he goes and he get the plays out, you know, to the coaches. We do this. We did through the week. And then he comes to do his thing on game day.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's our coach.
I even love the fact that he's toned it down on the sideline, too, a little bit.
He has.
Yeah, he's toned it down.
Well, you see him holding it in, too. You see him, because last night it was the classic Sirianni winter hat. Real low, right above his eyes, stewing. I mean, you could tell he wants to flip out, but he's just—he doesn't want it to be a story.
Yeah.
All right, Tatum.
All right, dang guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it was funny talking to Mike Lombardi yesterday, who literally is still mad about the 1 3-second image of Nick Sirianni from 3 years ago shaking his head.
Yeah.
And another coach thing, a Fangio thing. So Fangio, you know, is not on the sideline. He's up in the booth or whatever. That camera they have on Fangio is unfair to Fangio.
Why was it?
It's just so close on his face and from a weird angle. They just do him dirty. Yeah. I've seen Fangio on the podium. Fangio's a fine-looking guy.
Yeah.
But you get that angle on anybody, man. He's not going to look great.
He doesn't look good.
Okay. Yeah. He's just doing him dirty. Come on. That's our defensive coordinator right there. Say what, guy? You're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey.
There he is.
What's up, fellas? What's up? Hey, Spike, man, tell your dad, man, when I'm calling him at the game, man, he usually answers me, man. He getting too old, man. Tell him that as soon as I say Howard, he knows who I am, man. But anyway, look, what? I'm back on board, man.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
8-2. Welcome back.
Yeah. convinced you?
Hey, listen, the game was good. Hey, the fans, I mean, it was a little dead to the fourth quarter, but the thing is, they came back. I knew Saquon was going to have a good game. I could tell when he was out there working out before the game. Yeah, I said he's going to have a good game, me and my buddy. And he ended up having a
good game. Hit the breaking news sounder. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Saquon's going to do well?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a beast, man.
He
that
is.
Boy's a beast.
What do you have, 26 touches last night? Yeah.
What's up, Zay? What's up, Dave?
Hey, Ike, I usually stop there to see you, man. You know when I go to every game, I stop to see you, man, at the, what's the name there?
Yep.
The Pepsi Plaza. Pre-game
show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, it took me, like, almost an hour and a half to park. And then we didn't leave. We left out. I didn't get home until almost 2 o'clock yesterday. 2 o'clock in the morning. But it was all worth it, man.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Yeah, leaving the Eagles game is not. You
at the
have
end,
patience.
Yeah,
especially in a close game like that, where most people stayed.
A night game.
Yeah.
You got to be paying me something extra to stay to the end of a night game and sit in that traffic, man.
Hey, listen, I got to share one more thing with. Remember, I tell you about the little kids at 65. Hey, Ike, Spike. Them kids haven't lost a game
in two years,
man. Y'all got to come see them.
Well, I watched
if they win.
Where do they play? Where is it?
9-0.
Where are they?
They're Gloucester Township Stallions, man.
And when do they play? Do they play on the weekend or they play on the weekday? When do they play?
On Saturdays.
All right. I'm going to get your phone number from Ava, and I'm going to get their schedule
there
and see if I can make it out to a game.
Man. There you go Dave.
Then they go into the championship. They haven't lost a game, man, in 2 years.
You got me. I just said I'm going to try and come see them.
I mean, what level of competition are they playing, though?
Yeah.
they play everybody. They played Pensauken last week. Pensauken was 7-0. He beat Pensauken.
Well, I'm saying if everybody's undefeated, how, like what townships are they playing? Who else are they playing?
No, they playing all the good townships. Medford, all them guys.
Medford.
Yeah.
Come on,
bunch of softies in Medford.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, man, come on.
Bored on third base, Medford.
Bored on third base.
So listen, these guys are little. You gotta see them. They like militants, man.
Oh wow.
Would you relax, Dave?
My grandson is number four.
You might have used that one wrong.
He's on YouTube. Carter Jenkins.
Okay.
His name is Carter. Go to YouTube and see this cat, man.
All right.
Serious, man.
All right, Dave.
You know?
All right, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, man. All right. So, you know, we're...
Dude, I love the South Jersey peewee football talk.
Come
yeah.
on, man. Dude, I'm going to go watch.
Yeah.
Speaking
I'm
going
to go watch.
There in South
well,
Jersey.
I mean, I was listening to the pregame show last night, and Vinny Curry's son's the best 7-year-old in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
Yep.
So,
good size for a 7-year-old.
215-592-9494.
Gonna be walk one day.
Nah,
he's gonna
that.
Be a pulling offensive lineman if I
see.
Yeah.
A pulling.
A guard.
Hopefully, he's got your size, not Jill's.
Well, I think early on seems like he's got more Jill's genes on the height issue.
Maybe he's got to be the kicker.
Again, I don't know.
Yeah.
He might be a lefty, and he might be a little guy.
Okay.
I don't know.
He might be a catcher.
Yeah.
But Lyle's a lefty.
Yeah, he can't be a lefty catcher.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're scrambling.
Yeah. So Elliot said before the game yesterday that last night's game, we all sat there. He was like, it is on Jalen. Jalen has to be a star tonight.
Almost crying when he said it.
That's what he said. He got mad when I questioned him. Now, they won, but Jalen was not a star last night.
That turned into a spirited conversation. Yeah.
It did.
He got me. He got me again.
Blew off the text line.
Friggin' guy got me again. I didn't even blow it off. I forgot about it. I was so enraged in what he was saying.
It was, as the kids say, nasty work.
It was. Maybe he knew there was something wrong with the text line. So, Elliot Carl Banks Shore Parks will join us now, along with your calls on the rest of the show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show at Ike, Spike, and Fritz.